Welcome to the Doubles Only Tennis Podcast, where you learn the best doubles strategies to improve your game and win more matches. I'm your host, Will Bocek. This podcast, my website, and my weekly newsletter all focus on the goal of better understanding the sport of doubles and helping players like you improve faster through actionable advice that you can use in your very next match. My goal is to provide the best doubles strategy resources in the world. And to do that, I study, analyze, and work with players at every level of the game, all the way up to the ATP and WTA tours. If you enjoy this podcast, I've created double strategy products that go even deeper if you want to take your doubles knowledge to the next level. At the end of this episode, I'll explain more about them, or if you want to learn more now, go to thetennistribe.com/products. Here's today's episode. You're about to hear another post-match interview from the ATX Open, this time with Bibian Schoofs and Katarzyna Kawa. They are the number 100 and 111 doubles players on the WTA Tour, and I caught up with them after their quarterfinal win on Thursday. So they won the match 7-6, 6-0, obviously two very different sets, and we talk a little bit about that, if there were any adjustments they made or why the second set was so lopsided compared to the first. We talk a little bit about the match conditions. It was, again, a cold and cloudy day on Thursday at the tournament. And then we talk about their partnership, how it came about. It was kind of a funny story that they share with us in this episode and what they did to prepare to play with each other. And then I asked them about their off day. Tomorrow, the day after this conversation, they were going to be off. And then we also talk a little bit about Katarzyna's singles career. She's inside the top 200, still kind of balancing a singles and doubles schedule. Then we talk about how to prepare or how they're going to prepare for the next match, and then how to make doubles more popular as well. So this is a little bit longer than some of the previous post-match interviews, but still relatively short nonetheless. And it's a really fun conversation. I think you're going to like these two a lot. So without further delay, enjoy this brief interview with Bibian Schoofs and Katarzyna Kawa. So y'all are into the semifinals here. How has Austin been so far?
That's nice. Unless today was cold.
Yeah. And yesterday?
Yeah, it was a little bit windy. It was less. But yeah, they really do their best here. I really enjoy it.
What about the match today specifically? You won 7-6, 6-0. What did you kind of make of the match overall?
First set was very tight. It was like 1 point. If we lose one more point, we'd be like one set down. So I'm really glad we played so well under the pressure. And we hit very good shots. And yeah, it paid off. And in the second set, we kept in the city and we were able to make it easier.
Yeah. They got down mentally, I think, a little bit after such a it was such a tight match.
Mm-hmm.
Bad chances.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's 5 set points, so it's mentally quite a blow if you don't take them.
Yeah. The tiebreaker, I think it was 10-8.
I think so.
It's very close. Did you make any adjustments in the second set that worked so well, or what was different about that?
We just continued. Yeah. I think we just continued and.
They made more mistakes.
Yeah.
So we did the same. And I think we even played, I mean, we also didn't play as many mistakes.
We didn't make many mistakes. Yeah. We were more solid.
Yeah.
Probably, but we didn't feel that pressure.
And we took also the moments because in the first set we were 3-1, 40-15, and then we had another one, 40-15, and we lost a few juice. So we didn't took our chances. And now every time we just. Every opportunity.
We went for it.
Yeah, we've talked about, okay, we need to do something different when the moment comes. Let's go for it more.
Okay. What does that look like, going for it more? Does that mean, like, committing to a poach more or, like, calling a different play? Or
it's like we are deciding to be the first who are doing something different. Sometimes it's the approach. Sometimes it's hitting the blue line. Sometimes it's just not just hitting cross court and seeing how it is.
Mm.
It's us being more aggressive, I think.
Mm. Okay. So I was looking back through to see if y'all had played together before. I couldn't find that you had. Okay, so new partnership. How did this come about? And then how do you prepare for a tournament with a new partner?
That's actually a really funny,
question.
No, because the most funny thing is, like, I was supposed to play with another partner and Bibiana was supposed to play with another one. And we didn't have a partner. Like, it was almost midnight in my home country. And I was like, okay, wait till the deadline. I have no one. I have no one. And Bibiana texted me like 7 minutes before the deadline. I was so happy I'm not asleep.
Yes, I know. I was happy she answered, because some girls, they just go to sleep. They're never mind.
Yeah, and that's just how we heard.
Because we have a deadline, of course, on the Monday, and it's at 11 for me, and I guess it's 11 I mean, in Europe at night. So, yeah, you're waiting, like, okay, what's happening? And I was supposed to sign with someone else.
Do you usually stay up that late?
Normally not, no.
But that night you did.
But I didn't have a partner. I wanted to come, so I was like texting girls. I believe I texted like 20 other players. I don't know why I didn't text Bibiana, but I texted like 20 players. Everybody was sad or didn't have a ranking good enough. And,
you have to have a ranking to get in. And we were like number 10 out of 11, I think, to get in. So you have to look. Because I want to sign with someone, but we wouldn't get in.
Yeah.
Ask someone else, just like, no. But, oh, gosh, yeah, she's looking. I'm like, oh, good. So, yeah, and then you get here and you try to go on court together to play your practice doubles to have a feeling a little bit. And you talk about, okay, what do you like? What is the idea? What's your strength? Okay, you give it a go and let's go.
Yeah, that's really helpful that we are both, I think, quite experienced players.
We're the we're older.
No, not older, but we have some experience, like from doubles especially.
Sure.
So it's really helpful that we can both play any position and we have some ideas that we tried and we know that what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, I agree.
Any plans for the off day tomorrow? Will you watch the other matches or?
Yeah, I will watch my opponents either through video or, I mean, if the sun is shining, it's nice to hang around. But the sun is this cold, I don't like sitting in the stand.
Yeah.
Because you can watch it back on WJTV, of course.
Sure.
That's not too bad.
Okay. Do you prefer to, like, be there and watch it in person to scout a little bit, or do you not worry as much about that?
I'm not watching my opponent's matches ever.
You don't?
No. It's like my favorite tactic is to let the opponent make the tactic.
Let them overthink. Yeah.
So this is my actually favorite.
Yeah.
And I keep doing it because it works.
Okay.
And I'm not, I won't be, no, I don't want to say waste, but I won't be watching any matches tomorrow.
Okay, got it. Just two more questions. Did you have something else?
No, I will. I mean, I just like to see some things, if something stands out, or, you know, but nothing.
And I'm lucky because Bibi will tell me.
Yeah. We need to do this. Yeah.
And I'm not even that much, you know, Olivia Nichols, she is like tactics.
Yeah.
I know.
That's funny. Every player is different.
Yeah.
So two more questions. Katarzyna, you are inside the top 200 in singles, and then you're also playing doubles as well. How do you kind of manage that schedule and what's your plan for the rest of the year to do that?
It's actually really difficult because with my doubles ranking, I would like to play higher tournaments, and with my singles ranking, I still think it's good enough and to play big tournaments, but I cannot play the biggest events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really tough to manage, and sometimes playing doubles can be really tiring, so I cannot play like as many as I wish, so it's a little bit compromising on both, I want to say, but I feel like singles is still my priority because I'm in the Grand Slams and I still think that I can improve there.
Oh, you beat Trevisan last year.
Yeah,
I mean, so, what else was she ranked, 20 when you beat her?
40 something, but
no, but so good. I mean,
I want to improve in singles, but I feel like I'm a good doubles player as well, and I don't want to just give up on that. So, because of my singles, so I'm just trying just to play both and not really think about like the future so much. I will see how it is and just try to be the best singles players and doubles players possible.
Awesome. Last question. How can we make doubles more popular?
Hmm.
That's a tough one.
No, I know there are so many, actually, there are so many people, especially on the, like, a club level, that they are playing mostly doubles. They are really interested into doubles, but doubles are not streamed in any TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it could be really getting more popular if some doubles are streamed in TV, because it can be fun and the people like to watch doubles. And I had even the situation at the tournaments when people are coming especially for doubles. They weren't coming for single, were coming for doubles. Oh. Yeah, because club players and amateur players, they love doubles.
Where was this?
It was actually in Texas. It was Tyler, Texas.
Oh, in Tyler, okay.
Yeah, they were coming for doubles.
Yeah.
And I was surprised, but then I figured out, and I'm here with my mom, who is an amateur player as well, and she's like, anytime we're on the tournament, I want to watch doubles, I want to watch doubles.
Yeah.
So I think it's the approach, like the right people to approach. If it's like, I don't know, if these are fans who love singles, we cannot like...
Make them
like watch doubles, but there are so many people who like watching doubles, but they don't have the right platform, or like they don't know where to find it.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Yeah, not even. Oh, yeah, I'm tough one.
All right, thank you all for joining me. Appreciate it. Next, we talk with Katarzyna and Bibian after their very close semifinal win. So we get their thoughts on the match overall. I asked Katarzyna specifically why she looks down, kind of at her grip. This is something I noticed during the match. So when she's about to return, she keeps kind of looking down at her grip or down at the ground, and then pulls her head back up right as the opponent is going into their toss, or as the toss sometimes is already in the air. So it's a pretty unique ritual that I had never seen before. So I asked her why she does that, and she had a very fascinating answer there. And then we ask about their thoughts on the finals matchup against a player who Bibian has played with before, she's partnered with before. And then at the very end, I ask why they started laughing after Katarzyna had missed two consecutive volleys on poaches during the third set 10-point match tiebreak. Obviously, that's a very big pressure moment, and they seem to have a very good attitude about it that obviously paid off because they ultimately won that tiebreaker. So this is another really short one, just a brief post-match interview, but enjoy this with Katarzyna and Bibian. Obviously, a really close match. Can you just share your thoughts on the match kind of overall?
I felt like we were really close all the time, and somehow we started complaining at one point at the way we play, and we lost this good energy. We focused so much on the way we play, and we didn't focus enough on how to win the match, actually. And that's how we lost the first set, and and the second set was very tight as well. But I'm really glad we managed just to find this, confidence
together.
And energy together again back. So I think that brought us to win.
I think we didn't let our head down at one point, like after we're losing the first set. And we picked it up, we stayed there, we stayed close, and we finally took our juice point on 4-all. So, just staying hanging
there. We had to wait really long.
Yeah.
On the deuce points, Katarzyna, I notice on your return, so you keep looking down at your grip, and then you look up, and then you look down, and then right as their toss is in the air, you like look up again, and then you just blast a return winner down the line.
Okay.
What are you looking at?
It's just, I don't want to look too long at my opponent, because I start to focus on thinking like where she serves, where is she going. I want to focus on myself, this is why I'm not like... looking at her, I try to look at the ball that is coming to me, not actually on the person who's serving.
Okay, interesting.
I noticed as well when I looked back, you know, there was some video I sent you.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, and I was wondering, I still want to ask, but I forgot.
You mentioned you played, is it with Nichols a few times? What's your game plan going into the finals, since, you know, you've played with her before?
No, we agreed on that one. We're just going to do our game.
Okay.
I mean, we know what they will bring. I mean, we know how they play, and I mean, I know how she plays, but we just...
focus on your game.
We agreed from the first, okay, we have to... it's fine what they do. I'm just going to take our strength, going to stick to it, and if it doesn't work, we will change. But, yeah, we're going to...
That's plan A.
that's plan A. We make our plan, what we want to do, and then we'll see what's happening, and we can adjust from there. So,
good luck. Well,
I've got one last question. So at up 3-1, I believe, you poached twice, you missed the volley both times,
mm-hmm.
and you were both laughing about it both times. Was that something just to kind of ease the tension, or it does seem like you're having a lot of fun out there anyways? But
that's our strength.
No, it was like there was nothing
wrong with it.
No, there was a lot of wrong.
It was the right thing to do.
I made a good decision.
Yeah.
It was just, you know, you cannot say anything smart at that point.
Yeah.
I felt like I just said, like, no comments, please. And we started laughing because if you comment, it's never a good comment.
But it was the right decision. And it's just, unfortunately, I mean, one time it was a tough one. The other one, it was easier. Shit happens. Okay, right thing to do. Next one. What can, you know, it was the right thing. It's just,
absolutely.
Yeah, what else? Yeah, what do you want to be pissed about? I mean, yeah, we can be like, but then the energy goes down and it's tough.
So. It's a good attitude. I think we can all learn from that. Awesome. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Doubles Only podcast. If you're interested in diving deeper into any topics I discuss, I've created double strategy products that allow me to bring you more podcasts and other doubles content without relying on paid ads. I have ebooks and courses that help you make better strategic decisions during matches and become the smartest player on the court. Go to thetennistribe.com/products to learn more. You can also join my free weekly double strategy newsletter that includes video lessons and more on our homepage. If you want to connect, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or email me directly, will@thetennistribe.com.